Let's go to the manifesto discussion. So let's go. Our Bitwise manifesto states the inevitability of change. These principles can change based on the consent of the Bitwise elite. Well, not just the elite. First, we discuss everything openly. Only if we get too big, we need to require some elite. So, what will we discuss? The last 10 years have shown that corporations or projects, by growing, change their mindset and thinking. This can be especially seen in Mozilla as a prototype. Mozilla, Google, Facebook, they all hate their users and only seek to profit, losing all the principles they started with. We should add something against it into the Bitwise Manifesto to show readers how not to behave. Our manifesto is designed to be a guideline with principles that are the essence of how the world should be. So I'm proposing, after freedom of language should be introduced, do not hate your user base. Corporations start to hate their users, sell their data, reduce features to make profit. Projects adhering to the Bitwise principles do not follow this. Please discuss. Why it's written that way? Because it's always so people know in context why it's standing there. But I think people need to be reminded, even if the principles of Bitwise already tell you not to hate them because you're nice because of principles, explicitly, do not hate your users. What do you think of this? Should we add it or shouldn't we add it? I will follow the democratic vote of all people at the conference. Any comments? If not, then we will go the democratic way of just adopting it. So who's for it? Me? Yes. Who's against it? No one. Who's not voting? Everyone else? Okay, it's adopted. Bitwise parliamentarism. No, we don't do that way. What do you people think of it? Are you doing slides? Yes, I'm doing slides. Yeah. You should see this. INJ. You should be logged in and see it. I'm logged in. I see a blank screen. No, you shouldn't see a blank screen. You should see my slides because I'm already changing around and there's this. I see slides. Yes, I see slides too. I don't know, it's there. I'm switching slides so you see a refresh too. And it's a standard connection. I mean, I can reconnect my visitor screen too. SSH visitor at Bitwise. So let's move around. Yes, there's the slides. I see them. No, I don't know. Ah, it's working now. Maybe it was your free air internet connection. The sun was too hot. Your data packets got too hot. Hot data packets now available at Bitwise. So no comments. I think it's good. It adds to the new historical development of corporations. And we have to clearly state that they hate their users. They will never admit it that they hate them, but what they do actually shows us that they hate them. Like, for example, Wikipedia, they take the donations and you get back what you edit on your own, nothing else. No, Evil Bob, Evil Bob is saying, I don't know, it's sort of common sense, but maybe not common nowadays, I think. Yes, that's the thing about realities. For example, our reality is the manifesto, but if new people come here, people who are only educated on the web, It's more about showing them something obvious, something that should be something that should be or showing them a different world view, like GoForce. Yes, or telemetry and so on. That's a user base hate. There shouldn't be any user base hate. INJ is voting for it already. That's why I want to remind them. So it's more common. It's not like do not add telemetry, do not do that, do not do this, because it's more like do not hate your users, and then you can easily add this, because you shouldn't hate people. Hate is not nothing good. But do not hate your users also shows you someone hates p users. Yes, they do hate users because of that and that. And then you start the discussion. So when you point someone having some problem, look at the Bitrash manifesto, and then you can tell them, look at this paragraph. We hate our users. We shouldn't do that. We should follow the Bitrash manifesto. That makes it easier. I know it's obvious, but we have to add sometimes some like make files. It's not obvious anymore to add a make file, a simple make file to compile something. That's why we have it in the manifesto. Or that there should be a man page. For us, it's obvious that there should be a man page because it's the first thing we look at. But many people don't look at man pages. They never learned how to use man pages. But they should know about this beauty of man pages. As I was saying, I see dead people. Please turn on off the TV. Your TV propaganda of Erdogan is making your brain liquid. Because I don't see dead people. I see beautiful nature and clouds and the summer. That's what I see. Okay, no more discussion. Let's vote. INJ already voted for it. I will vote for it. So do the same like INJ. Please raise your hand if you vote for that. Damn nature, you scary. Linguistics is saying user agnostic. Well, we already have so many user principles. Because user agnostic is close to consumerism. And that's what we want to avoid. We want to avoid consumerism. We want to be users to become programmers. And that way, you reduce the development efforts and have better quality. Parasite is voting for it. Of course, I vote for it. Then we have ADC voting for it. So we already have a good majority. Anyone is against it? Let's ask that way. Who's against it? So we have a common opinion. Anyone against adding this? Evil Bob, maybe? You're evil. Bob, Bob, Bob. No. So I will add it. Oh, he's not forced to vote. But then he's neutral. So, we have 1, 2, 3, 4. 4 people voting for it. And ADC is a member, Parasite is a member, I'm a member. INJ is no member, but we have 3 members already voting for it. Other members are not active here. So I think we voted for it. Okay? Thank you. Yes, no, blah, blah, blah. So, thanks for everyone participating. I want to make it a bit democratic what we do, so I don't mind evil, so you're neutral. Okay. But my most important thing is that there's no one against it or has something why it shouldn't be in the manifesto. That's what we have to exclude. So, thanks for everyone for participating. This is the kind of democracy we want to have here. Like, we have a big council, but we first try to solve everything in the community and only use the council as last resort. That's what I stand for. So vote for me, 28, 2021, in the presidential election. No. Thank you.